The two will share the spotlight at Friday night's jazz game, where at halftime they'll be on center court and will be awarded with a $1,000 check for Treasure Mountain Junior High School. They'll also get to watch the jazz game with Michaela's family from the Century Link suite. Michaela Berglund says her winning essay was easy to write because she knows her teacher, Julie Hooker, pretty well at this point.
I've had 5 classes with her over the last 2 years, which is over 300 hours spent in her room.
She adds that Ms. Hooker has a lot of wonderful qualities and goes above and beyond her teaching duties.
I've had 5 classes with her over the last 2 years, which is over 300 hours spent in her room.
Hooker says she's honored by the award and is thrilled with the money, which she hopes some of it can be directed to the Cubing Club, Rubik's Cube, that is.
One of the things Michaela did is she founded and serves as president of the Park City Cubing Club, and we're hopeful that some of those funds will be directed toward that club.
She says Michaela's nominating essay is well-crafted and heartfelt.
The things that Michaela wrote were absolutely, it made me tear up. I was really, really, really touched. She's an excellent writer to start with, but what she wrote, it's obvious she put an enormous amount of thought in it, and she definitely followed the writing process and hooked the readers by talking about how much time she spent in room 16. That's my room number here at Treasure Mountain.
That's Park City teacher and this month's Utah Jazz CenturyLink All-Star teacher Julie Hooker. She adds that while she was the teacher nominated, she thinks the letter could have been written about any teacher in the school district. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.